Most children feel very nervous on their first day at a new school because everything around them is new to them. A new classroom, new classmates, and teachers will make children feel uncomfortable. I believe everyone tends to stay in familiar surroundings, and the unfamiliar can be scary. Of course, some children are likely to be depressed because they are still immersed in the holiday. After all, compared with going to school, holidays are relaxing and pleasant. They can sleep until noon and play freely as long as their homework is done. Back to school means the happy holidays are over, but they need a little time to wake up from them. I think many students move to a new city or country to study because they want to start a new chapter in their lives. By the time teenagers are entering university, they usually prefer to go to a new city. After all, they had lived in the same city for at least 18 years, from birth to high school. Young students prefer to peruse novelty and excitement. Everything in their hometown is too familiar, which feels boring to them. Not only that, moving to a whole new city means they are free from parental control. Chinese parents like to interfere in their children's life. Only by distancing themselves from their parents can children have the life they want. Some difficulties people can have when they start working at a new company are making social connections and understanding the intricacies of the job. For one, starting work at a new company can be very daunting, especially for people who do not have good social skills. There will be dozens of new people to meet, if not more, and it will be important to develop a good working relationship with all of them. Another difficulty is that there will be a lot of intricate aspects of the job that a new employee must learn. Every company runs in a unique and personal way, and it can be quite difficult to learn all the aspects of a company when you first start there. So many people enjoy traveling to new places because these places offer new and unique cultures, which are fun to experience. Traveling is all about discovering things that you cannot find where you grew up. So many people love traveling to new places because there are so many things to discover. There are new landscapes and geographies, such as mountain ranges, dense forests, and beautiful oceans. There are new cuisines and foods that are unique to certain countries, and sometimes even certain towns. And there is a wealth of history and culture that can be found all over the world. Therefore, people enjoy traveling to new places because it is fun and exciting. I do not think it is important to find out a lot about a new place before traveling there. It is true that there are many advantages that come with doing research on a place before you visit there, but that does not make it an important thing to do. There are many people that hold the opinion that one of the reasons to travel to a new place is to experience unexpected and unplanned things. It can be far more exciting to travel to a place with very little knowledge about it, and to just see what happens when you are there. You may end up doing things or going to places that you would have never planned to before. Frequent international travel does have some downsides. In recent years, the novel coronavirus pandemic has occurred globally, with some countries having serious cases. Frequent travel at this time may accelerate the spread of the virus. It also puts you at a much higher risk of contracting the virus. This is very bad for health. In addition, international travel usually requires a lot of money. Visas, air tickets, and hotels are all big expenses. One must have a stable job and income to have the support to travel. Frequent international travel can put a person's finances at risk. If all they do is travel and not work, they are likely to get into debt. I believe such behavior is not beneficial.